On Sunday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that New South Wales volunteer firefighters are going to be able to apply for up to $6,000 compensation for lost income if they've been on duty for at least 10 days. They'll be eligible for tax-free payments of up to $300 a day. This story is around the country, but in the West as well, by Lisa Thomas. And to talk about it and how it might affect WA volunteers, I'm joined by Dave Gossage, the President of Bushfire Volunteers WA. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. At this stage, this isn't going to affect anyone in WA, is that right?
That's right, but from what we're getting information on, that other states are looking seriously at adopting it, and one or two might have already done it already. It's certainly an issue that we'd welcome the opportunity to speak with Mark McGowan on, which we haven't had that opportunity to do yet. But from our perspective, we've actually been working on this for at least 4 years with the federal government because this is a federal issue. You've got to realise that this is all to do with tax and rebates and stuff like that. And it's very heartwarming that Scott Morrison has announced this and acknowledging the forgotten people, which is the farmers and the small business owners and the tradies that work for themselves, which make up the biggest part of the volunteer workforce, that are always out of pocket. So this incentive is not about paying volunteers, it's about compensating for loss. And volunteers make it very clear that they don't want to be paid, because if they get paid, they're not volunteering. So it's very important that we keep the ethos of what volunteering is all about alive. And that's why our state policy on this matter is about putting in measures at a federal level to do with tax and rebates and compensation with the support of the states, so that the volunteers, and especially the small businesses and the farmers that go out every day and lose pay, that they get some form of compensation so that they're not totally out of pay. Otherwise, that'll have a flow-on effect in the longer term.
In Lisa Thomas's article in the West, it says that a state government spokesperson says that the Premier is discussing the matter with the PM, and it will feature as part of the discussion in March. COAG, is that fast enough? Would you like to see it come into play now, while, as we're seeing in Victoria at the moment, this is a real present, clear and present danger for volunteer firefighters?
Look, it's something that's been around for as long as volunteering has been around, and it's important that you keep a calm head and you do measured approach to tax reform and also compensation measures that can be there to support volunteers and what they do in their day-to-day life. We're writing to Premier McGowan today to seek a meeting with him before that COAG meeting in March, so we can share with him the feedback we've got from the volunteers, and also give him context about, you know, what the nation should do versus what the state should do from a volunteer perspective, because you don't want to do a knee-jerk reaction to something driven by emotion and then having a consequence down the track of a bigger minefield than you expected, and the taxpayers doing a bit of a revolt on you. So it's about being measured, informed, and making timely decisions. But just remember, this our Bushfire Association has been working on this for at least 4 years with the federal government, and so we're proud to hear that announcement today, which is in line with what we've been discussing over that time.
Dave, thanks very much for your time on the program. Really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.
Dave Gossage, President of Bushfire Volunteers WA. As he says, it's not about paying them because they are volunteers. It's about compensating them for, I guess, not only the money lost in their actual job, but just the amount of the cost that it would have on your body and your mental health and all that sort of thing that would come with it. I'm kind of hard-pressed to see a counter argument to this, but if you've got one, 9221 882 is the number. Happy to hear it.